the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And even if we're on tape,
still truth is our bitch.
Exactly, bud. Here from the El Pacifico, from our studios here at the El Pacifico in Southern California, all over the country. We're very happy to be with you, and a pleasant good evening or good morning to you. Tonight we're going to have Margaret Gray joining us, the writer for The Dicklin Syndicate. She writes A Little Bird Told Me, and we're going to talk about traveling with her son, Jason J. Delmonico, to a performing arts school this weekend in the Bay Area, and the trip that she and other mothers have made between Southern California and up there, and what they've encountered on the roads, particularly Interstate 5, what they have encountered as women driving cars and dealing with truck drivers. We're going to talk with her about that, believe it or not, in just a few minutes. David G. Hall will join us later in the program, and we will discuss a little more at length the work that I did last week, and I apologize for being away from you, but I was doing a television show called New Girl. It's on Fox, and I did a couple of stunts, and I wrecked my shoulder, and I feel like such a man. So
yeah, man. Well, you said you jumped out of a car.
No, I didn't. It's not as heavy as you think it sounds, Robert. We'll get into that. Our number here is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're also online at philhendryshow.com. That's the worldwide web headquarters of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go over there and get a backstage pass and check out our video cast and listen to our thousands of hours of archives. And contribute, if you will, during our in our news feed, and avail yourself of our daily podcast, as well as do some voting for your favorite Ted Bell bit. We'll tell you all about that later on in the program. Joining us, though, from Santa Monica, California, we're going to talk a little bit about the trip that she'll be making this weekend with her son, Jason J. Delmonico, up to Merbrook. First of all, congratulations on that. I know it's a big step for him. In his education, Margaret, I know he is a young aspiring actor. He's a young man who's been involved in the arts. I know it's a prestigious school, so congratulations.
Well, I thank you very much, Phil. We're excited about that. From the standpoint that we really didn't know whether Jason was going to qualify for that school. It's very, as you mentioned, it's very a preeminent school. And one of the reasons why I got into the topic that we're going to discuss this evening is that Kathy Ellison, a very dear friend of mine, her son went to Merbrook. He's now going to San Francisco State, and she's made this drive many times. Now, I don't know how often single mothers or single women are traveling great distances, and I know that this really it's not just confined to me.
Right, because what we're talking about here are women in cars by themselves.
Well, you don't have to necessarily be by yourself. I'll be traveling with my son. You could very well be with a husband. But when you are sitting in the front seat of a car, and particularly if it is the summertime, or if you are traveling on a very warm day, or you are traveling for whatever reason, you're traveling in a skirt or a short kind of a skirt or dress, what these truck drivers do, some of them, and I'm not saying all of them, but a significant number of them, will drive next to a car with a single woman in it, and they will slow up and peer down through the windshield or through whatever glass is, visibility they have from the perspective of this truck cab.
So you're talking about the truckers that are in these tractor trailers, correct?
Well, I don't know the terminology, but
when you say these elevated cabs,
yes, exactly.
All right, and they're pulling up next to, on the freeways or on the interstates, next to cars being driven by women.
Well, they're either being driven by the woman, or there is a woman sitting in the passenger seat in the front seat. It affords the truck driver better visibility if he's looking through the windshield, looking down and through the windshield. This is, I think it's childish. I think that it's potentially very dangerous. I think it is very intimidating. I know for myself, and I'll be traveling with my son this week, It gives me a pause, and it does cause me a little bit of concern, because it has been warm in California. I am going to be traveling in a skirt and a blouse that I bought for the trip. It's not a mini skirt, but it's a short skirt. And when you're driving, Phil, a lot of women are going to have that skirt riding above their knees in order that you have an unobstructed access to the gas pedal.
All right, and all of that is understood, but I think what you're telling me is, so you're driving and you have truck drivers that are looking down into the front seat of the car, hoping to see what?
Well, that's just it. They're hoping to see a woman who has a skirt on that is perhaps pulled up a little too high. Truck drivers refer to this as a seat cover. That's what they call women that are driving their cars or sitting shotgun. And their skirts have been, because they're looking for a level of comfort, because they want a level of ease in driving the automobile, because it is a warm day, because the interior of the car is warm, for whatever reason, a woman will have her dress or her skirt riding above her knees. And the truckers, Phil, are driving next to the cars, and they're looking down to see if they can catch a view of a woman whose skirt is riding too high. I want women to be aware of this. And
well, okay, but not to interrupt you, Margaret. We're talking to Margaret Gray here. Our number is 877-876-7445. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but do you not think that this is something that women already know?
Well, it wasn't anything that I knew. And I can tell you, no, I don't think it is. I think the women that are aware of this, they might be women that have been out on the road as saleswomen. They may be women that think it's funny. I think there's some women that they may get some kind of enjoyment out of showing off for these truck drivers. It, for me, Phil, it's a little frightening.
Why does it frighten you?
Well,
I mean, I understand how you would be concerned. You're driving with your son.
Well, that's just it. I've got my son sitting next to me, and I fear for him. I don't know if you have a truck driver out there who looks down into a woman's car. He sees a woman and a boy traveling alone, and he gets whatever feeling he gets when he sees you. You've got your skirt up above your knees. And
well, let me ask you something.
You have your skirt above your knees, and he's looking down, and he's getting very interested. I don't know how interested.
Well, let me ask you something. You're not sitting in the car with your son with your skirt riding above your knees, are you?
No, of course. You're not, but it's not the same thing. You're not sitting there with your son, but by the same token, he's my son. He's not some man. He's my son, and it's not the same thing. If I'm warm and I'm driving a car, and the interior of the car is warm, and maybe the air conditioner is not something. I don't like to use the air conditioner, Phil, because obviously it cuts down on the miles per gallon.
Okay.
So I am sitting in the car, and I am warm, so I'm going to pull my skirt up. And
well, how far above your knees are you pulling your skirt? And keep in mind, we're talking about your son is where? Is he sitting next to you?
This is not about my son, Phil. It's about these truck drivers that intimidate and frighten some women by leering through the windshield.
No, I understand that, and I want to get, and that is the point of this hour, Margaret. I understand that, but or at least of your comments. But I just want to be clear: if you're driving and you're driving a long distance, you're not using the air, so it's warm in the car, and I understand that. Well, you're pulling your skirt above your knees because you want to get some because it's hot.
Yes.
All right. Your son is sitting next to you, and I'm simply asking you, how far above your knees are you going to pull your skirt anyway? Even if there is a truck driver who's driving next to you and is looking down through the windshield.
Well, Phil, he is my son. He's not a man that I am fearful might attack me or otherwise have that kind of a prurient, leering interest. He's my son, and he is going to a performing arts high school. So I don't quite understand the nature of your question.
Can I ask you, if you got your son sitting next to you, how far above your knees Are you pulling your skirt?
I am pulling. I think that your question's a little inappropriate.
Why is that? I mean, I just want to know.
Well, think about it. Why would you ask a question like that?
The reason why I'm asking the question is because you're not going to pull. I would not think you would pull your skirt that high above your knees if you've already got your son in the car.
We're not talking about that.
All right, I'm sorry. If I'm misunderstanding, I apologize. Okay, I...
We're talking about a truck driver that has been out on the road, that has been traveling for days, perhaps, that has been away from the company of his wife or his girlfriend or whomever, and has now spotted what he calls a seat cover. He pulls up next to your car, and there is some anticipation on his part, and he's looking down through the windshield, and you have your skirt above your knees. You're trying to get some air because it is very, very warm.
And the skirt is where?
Well, if I'm trying to get air, many times you can ask any woman, you could have your skirt as high, it could be up to the edge of your thigh. In other words, at the right at the beginning of your legs and where your trunk and your legs meet.
And all right, so in other words, you're exposing your undergarment.
Yes, you would be exposing an undergarment. In my case, I don't, because of the heat. And again, I need to tell you something, Phil, because I think you're really going in the wrong direction here. I love my son very, very much. He is my son. He's not my lover. And so, you need to understand, when I say that I don't wear underwear or I don't wear an undergarment, and I may have my skirt pulled above my thighs, my son is not who I'm worried about. It's the truck driver that comes by, glances once, glances back at the road, and then he gets that awareness of, oh, my God, you know, whatever they, you know, a seat cover. Oh, my God, look at that. And then looks back and begins to leer at me through the windshield.
All right, but you are telling me something that I think is going to have a lot of people shocked.
Well, Phil, I'm not interested in other people.
Well, you're telling me that you don't wear underwear, that you've got your skirt pulled up above your thighs, and that you are driving with your son. You don't want the truck driver to see this, but your son is looking at it.
I will tell you this right now. I'm only going to tell you this once. My son is not looking at anything. He's got his eyes on the road. And if my son were to glance over, even to talk to me, in the hopes that he's going to get some kind of a quick thrill, I can tell you this much, corporal punishment is the least of his worries. So I don't want you to worry about that.
All right, Margaret, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
I think you're misunderstanding a lot of what we're saying, and I look forward to clarifying some of this.
All right, that's fine. Our number is 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here. And we're talking with Margaret Gray about the preponderance or the propensity of some men and women who drive trucks to look down through the windshield of a passing car and try to get a look at a woman who may be wearing her skirt, riding her skirt up a little too high on her thighs. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. Will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show.
I understand. Margaret Gray joins us here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. You know, driving Interstate 5 or any interstate in this country, there's a lot of trucks. There's a lot of truck traffic, and God bless our truck drivers. You know, because they're the ones. They're hauling the freight. They're taking it across the country.
Well, Phil, an attitude, and I've heard this before. God bless our truck drivers.
But the point that I'm making here is I just wanted to, I'm going to let you say what you want to say, Margaret. We have some people who would like to talk to you, including some truck drivers. But I'm just saying, truckers are doing a vital job. Now, I agree that if they're scaring you, but I've got a couple of questions. You have on a skirt that you're not wearing any panties, and you've got your son sitting next to you.
Yes, and what seems to be the problem with that? Because you think my son is going to turn and try to, and take a shot, and see if he can get a look. I have news for you. My son keeps his eyes on the road, straight ahead, 360 miles between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And I don't care if I have my skirt pulled up over my shoulders. That's where his eyes are. As it is, it's a hot day. I'm trying to get some air. And a truck driver pulling up next to me and looking down through the windshield to see if he can get some kind of a quick look. I think it's disgusting. I really do.
And All right. I will tell you that I'm having a hard time with your description of where your son is. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Blake on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Blake.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
Fine.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm going to say it again, and then I'm going to hang up, okay? Fine.
Fine.
Now, what do you want, man? Okay, let's go over to our next caller. Here's Joe. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Is this Joe? Yeah.
Hi. If that kid is so worried about, you know, being seen by truck drivers, why doesn't just she stay home, you know, or ride a bike?
Well, I'm not going to stay home. That's ridiculous. I have a right to drive a car. And I have a right to drive the car with my son and not be looked at by a trucker who could very well have something else on his mind. Do you drive a truck? Let me ask a better question. Do you have a wife? Do you have a wife?
Yeah.
All right. Is she good-looking enough for another man to want to look at?
Hey, I'm not worried about that. I'm not jealous.
Oh, so you don't mind a man looking up your wife's dress. That's very weird.
Hey, look,
and I can tell you, I beg your pardon?
Looking for free.
So you don't mind a man looking at your wife like that? Well, I can tell you that's very unusual. I think most men would probably want to protect their wives.
From what? From looks?
From someone like you, for instance. I wouldn't want you anywhere near me. You don't sound like a man who understands women at all. I'd be frightened of any man that was staring up my dress at me. And I would want to do something about that at the next truck stop when I saw you parked, maybe getting gasoline.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Hey, you're the one that's riding with the skirt up around your neck.
And you're the one, well, why are you looking?
Well, what does it mean you...
Why are you looking? Are you that hard up?
No, I'm not looking at me with blind
eagles. I know that I am, what do men say? I know that I'm tasty to look at. I know that. I have to live with that. Every day of my life, I have to live with that. That men look at me. All right, okay, I get it. But when I'm driving and I have my skirt up because I'm trying to get some air and...
No panties, isn't that right?
Who's this?
Phil Hendry.
Oh, yeah, no, no panties.
All right, so there's no underwear. Your son is sitting next to you.
My son's eyes are dead ahead, and that's where I want this man's eyes. This man, Joe, is that your name?
Yes, ma'am.
You keep your eyes on the road, Joe, and you keep them off of me, and you and I are going to get along real good. You and I are going to get along real good.
I want to ask you something, Margaret. What'd you mean about you catch up to him at the truck stop?
If I saw Joe staring at my you-know-what, and then I saw his truck at a truck stop, I'd pull over. And I'll let Joe figure out the rest. I'll let you figure that out. I'll let you figure that out. I'd really like to know what you think is so funny.
I don't know. I just I'll let Joe figure that out. What are you going to do? If he's inside getting a cup of coffee, you going to drop a match in his gas tank?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's real smart, Margaret. That's real great. The guy's looking up your dress, and you're going to blow his truck to hell and back.
Yeah, that's something for Joe to think about.
All right, look, Joe, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. I really feel that you haven't addressed the question of your son.
You know, I would like to talk to some women, please, if it's all right with you, because women are the ones that are subjected to this kind of behavior every day. Driving down the road, your skirt is above your knees, and here comes Joe or whoever, and he wants to get This is his lucky day. He's going to get himself a little eye full of gold.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here every night from the El Pacifico. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. With us is Margaret Gray from the Dicklin Syndicate. She writes a weekly column, A Little Bird Told Me, and is traveling north with her son this weekend to the Mirbrook Performing Arts School in San Francisco, which, again, congratulations to Jason. It's a great honor.
We're very excited for Phil.
And I know that you've written a lot of different articles concerning a lot of different things. I didn't think that the occasion of your son being admitted to this great school would be about truck drivers staring at women. But now you say that your friend, Miss Ellison, right?
Sherry Ellison, a very dear friend of ours, where Jason goes to school. Her son is a few years ahead of Jason. Her son is a freshman at San Francisco State. And I can tell you that Sherry has had this problem. She told me one of the road trips that she took with Blake, who is her husband. And she is sitting shotgun. And these truck drivers will slow up and try to get a look. If you are sitting there and you are changing your, you know, this is very difficult. A lot of people won't understand this. Women will understand this. If you're changing your feminine napkin, if...
All right, okay, we don't need to talk about that.
Well, I'm giving you examples of what you have to get on your knees. You're looking in the back seat. You're not wearing pants. These truckers are almost a different kind of man. They behave as if they've never seen a female in their lives. So that when they see any woman at all engaged in something normal, to them, it is a pornographic film.
If a woman has no pants on, leaning over the front seat into the back seat to get something, that's a pornographic film, whether you like it or not.
That is a woman who is trying to take care of a health need, Phil. Are you trying to tell me that men don't know the difference?
Men don't know the men know the difference. I don't think from a truck a man's going to know the difference. But again, we have this question. You're going down the road with your son. Now, I know you've said that if your son turned and looked at you...
No, not looked at me. If I saw Jason turn and look down between my legs and a smile came across his face, I'm telling you right now, I don't care if he's going to a performing arts school for acting, I would knock teeth out of that beautiful face of his. And I love my son. But I would make sure that he lost teeth. And that car, by the way, would turn right around and come right back home.
I'm telling you that it is a bizarre situation or scene that you're painting here of you driving, no panties, and...
When did we start taking the trucker's point of view here, Phil?
All right, let me just get some calls. To me, it sounds as if you're inviting trouble here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, I got pulled over coming out of San Jose just a few weeks ago. I got pulled over just by a lady, kind of like her. She had a Bud Light right in between her legs, and the 12-pack was right next to her, and it was not my fault. She pulled me over. She was actually looking into a truck driver. But luckily...
I don't know. What are you talking about? You got pulled over. How do you get pulled over by a woman? I don't understand. How does that happen?
Well, I was just like you. I was looking out, getting fresh air, and guess what I see? I saw more than what I expected.
But what did you? What do you mean you got pulled over?
She signaled me over. She cut me out to park up the shoulder in the freeway, coming out of San Jose, and she was wearing a miniskirt way up.
Well, I don't understand why you're leering at that. When you say she pulled you over, were you expecting her to perform sex for money? Was she a prostitute?
No. No, what I'm saying is that there's a lot of ladies just like you that want to drive on the freeway and
I
show
beg
more
your
than,
pardon.
What we
no.
need to see.
No, I beg your pardon. I'm not out there, Joe, running cold air between my legs so Joe can get an eyeful on his way to drop off the whatever you're dumping off.
Well, that's we're just looking way. Out to get fresh air, and we don't want to. We don't have to. We don't need to leave. We're taking care of business.
I understand, but here's where I'm having my problem, Joe. As I listen to you talk, I can hear you almost laughing. You're going, "Well, we're almost." You see, you're laughing, aren't you?
And of course, look, we all.
Well, I can hear you. You've got a
speed.
Joe sounds like a happy guy. Are you a happy man, Joe? You sound like a happy man to me.
Well, here we go.
Cars speed do not match. I'm driving a 55, and you can go 75 in California freeway, so you can just drive and you forget about truckers. If they look at you, they're fine. If they don't, your speed is 20 miles. Your speed is 20 miles faster than my
you
speed.
You are telling me, yes, but you're telling me that you lean out the window to get air. And the sound in your voice is almost like, hey, you don't want to show me what you got. And I find that very offensive.
But I can drive a truck with 20 tons of
meat. Are you gonna, let me say it for you, Joe. Joe, you made a very good point. Joe is saying that the truck is going to go a certain speed. You can go around him.
Well, that is not the case because these trucks come up from behind. Okay? They catch you. I'm not going to break the speed limit. And if I do, if I have to go excessive speed, then I'm jeopardizing myself and my son. I know what he's saying, but these trucks come up from behind. There's Joe leaning out the window, getting his air, as he puts it, and what he's really doing is leering down at me through my windshield with that little light lifting laugh going, hoo-hoo-hoo. And I find it to be a little bit...
And you know what? We call out each other, We call the truckers because everybody for the following 20 miles ahead of me knows the good and the bad-looking lady right next to us because we're communicating to each other. So, in other words,
you are telling these other animals, excuse me for saying this, but that's what you're telling every animal in a 20-mile radius.
That, and you know who else? The California Highway Patrol hears everything, too. So he knows what's going on.
Well, I'm not worried about a highway patrolman because he's not in an elevated truck. Look, I'm good looking. I know that about myself. I have to put up with that.
You're riding down the road. All right, Joe, that very good call, Joe, and you made some very good points.
Well, I thought it was a typical piece of male bonding where you and Joe were going, and the two of you thought it was very funny. I don't. Because I've got wind... that I need to get up there. Well.
Joe, thanks for your call. And drive carefully, man. Thank you very much, sir. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
May I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Why did you go, why did you make that noise?
Well, Margaret, you are not, you're not taking into consideration the idea that your own son is driving with you, sitting next to you in that car, and you with the no underwear. Here's Tony on the Phil Henry Show. Tony, go ahead, please.
Hey, Margaret, I got a good question.
I've explained that.
If they come up from behind you, how can we see? Because, matter of fact, if you think about it, if you go sit in the back, in the truck, you cannot look on the passenger side. So what lane are you in, the left lane or the right lane?
I can tell you right now, if I'm in the left lane and a truck comes up behind me on the right side, he may be going faster than me.
Well, why don't you get in the right lane? Why don't you just
excuse
get in the right lane like you're supposed to? No, excuse me.
I am...
Yeah, that's true. That's not a passing lane.
Well, right, whatever. But the point is, the man comes up next to me.
You don't know what you're talking about, lady.
I know that these animals, these truck drivers, want to get an eyeful, and they want to get an eyeful of what I got. and I'm with my own son.
Okay, like I said, driving the right lane, if you're not passing, somebody stay in the right lane, and I guarantee you, we can't see you off the right side.
Well, you know, Joe, what you're talking about is a rule of the road, which thank you for bringing it up. It's a rule of the road that 99% of all drivers don't adhere to, do they? And
what are you talking about?
You're not supposed to be in the far left lane sitting on just sitting at 55 or 60. You got to get out of the way if there's someone behind you.
Well, I don't know what either one of you, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
No, he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's a truck driver.
Well, I am in, I'm just trying to tell you, you asked me a question, I'm going to answer it. If the man comes up on my right side, all he has to do is edge in front of me a little bit, and he can look back through my windshield. And he's looking at.
When you look at, I'll get up on your bumper and I'm usually flashy and I get enough to where you can't even see nothing but the grill. So once you do your legal obligation, stay in the right lane unless you're passing somebody and you won't get peeped at. Point blank. Because you cannot see off the right side. No, just woman, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you this right now. First of all, when you hit those brights, and basically, anyone in front of me is looking back and seeing an X-ray skeleton of my skull. That's how bright these trucks are, Phil. Did you know that?
What are you talking about?
Brights on behind me, it is so bright, it's an X-ray of your skull.
Oh, it's not that bright, for God's sake. You know, the man at...
Well, I'm telling you it is. Now, if he comes... I don't know what he's telling me.
He's saying get over in the right lane. If he passes you on the left, he's in the far left of the cab driving. That's where the wheel is. How is he going to look through that cab and then down you?
I'll tell you how. Have you ever heard of mirrors? Oh, thank you.
You can't go through no mirror. Woman, go get in a truck.
Thank you. No.
Go ride it for a week. You go drive one for a week and do what I said. I guarantee you.
Thank you.
Make it a bull crap.
Hey, are you telling me you don't have that fisheye mirror? You have the fisheye mirror that looks right down.
Oh, hockey.
It
only does a my trailer. Unless you're under my trailer, that's the only way I can see you. You know, you got blindside.
I will say this to you. If that's what you're telling me is true, then you're one rare man. Because most men will adjust that.
You won't get picked. You won't get big.
They will adjust. They adjust the mirror.
No, you can't adjust the mirror, lady. That mirror is a little thing. Is thing. There's a blind side.
Do you know what EMD? Do you know what EMD is? You've heard the term EMD?
Yeah. And you know, little sign says you beware, like on back of the trailer, you're in my blind spot. That means if you're there,
I understand that.
Hold on. What is EMD?
Early morning dew. That's what the truckers call it when they angle that mirror down, and it is like a microscope right up your you know what. I'm really resentful of the laughter. I really am.
Well, I've not heard these terms. I thank you very much, sir. Tony, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for reminding us that we got to get our asses out of that number one lane if there's traffic behind us. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL.
What is this, Phil's Traffic School now? I am here talking about myself and my son. We are traveling alone. We are alone on an interstate going through the very central part of California. Now, I don't need to remind you, Phil, that there is Thule fog, that there are remnants of a kind of culture in the Central California area. These are people from Oklahoma. A great many of them gave birth to individuals that went on to become, yes, I'll say it, serial murderers. The freeway killer. The freeway strangler. The skid row strangler. All of them. Where do you think Henry Lee Lucas came from? You got it. Bakersfield. Now, Phil...
Let's just, for a moment, put her on hold. I got to take a break. We'll move on. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Are you a trucker that looks down through the window at women with their, you know, women trying to get a peek? Margaret Gray is on the line with us. She'll be traveling with her son. And she is very put out by what she thinks are truckers that will be targeting her, trying to look down through the windshield up her dress. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Margaret Gray with us as we talk about traveling between, well, just traveling on the interstates. You mentioned your friend Sherry encountered. Now, your friend Sherry is a woman who was also driving her son up north.
Yes, she was driving her son, Blake, up north. Oh, no, she was driving her son, Jamie, up north. Her husband is Blake. I don't know what this means, but she recorded. This was on Interstate 5. It was near Tulare. And go ahead and roll that, Frank. All right, did you hear that?
I heard what sounded like a foghorn, yeah.
Yeah, this is the harassment from these truckers. When they see a woman who has her skirt hiked up over her waist, and she is overweight, and you know, Phil, if you're carrying a lot of weight, it's very warm. So if you could, if you're a woman and you are carrying excess weight, if you could, you would travel with no pants on at all, but you can't do that. Not with these truckers. And this idea that they can just go out into the world without any concern at all. Remember, a lot of these men have daughters and wives, and yet there they are, looking down through my windshield and seeing if they can really get a good long look. And let's also remember that they are putting other drivers at risk as they are playing their silly games. Play that again, Frank, will you please? Playing these silly, that foghorn that you heard.
I don't know what that foghorn is. You say that's harassment?
That was harassment of a woman who is carrying some extra pounds.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Rita on the phone. Hi, Rita. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
I used to own an 18-wheeler. My husband.
You're a singer?
An 18-wheeler.
You're a wheelie? You said you're a singer or a wheeler?
An 18-wheeler, a truck. I owned one. We do not.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. All right.
The current, yeah. The previous yeah. man was right. If he's on your left side, he cannot.
Now, did you hear can you hear that, Rita? Because it's very important that you hear that. My friend was driving next to a truck. I don't know the different terms, but the trucker had radioed ahead so that when she came up on another one of these individuals. Are you familiar with that noise, that sound?
Never heard it out of a truck.
Well,
but
I can tell
you. I'm telling yeah. you. 99.99% of truck drivers are busting their hump to make a living. And even as a female, if I saw you going down the road leaning over the back seat with your naked butt in the air, I'd be staring, wondering what's wrong with that woman.
Well, that is very, very unusual. What do you mean? Why would you be looking at my bare rear end? What is that about?
What you're doing? It's crazy.
Well, I'm doing, Rita, what any woman would be doing. Excuse me for saying this. I'm looking for a tampon. All right?
Why don't you stop at a filling station? I mean, that's what most women do.
Because if you're traveling with a husband and you're married, you know how these men are, and they want to get to XYZ town by sundown, and they're like a bat out of hell, and they're not stopping for anyone or anything, and you are urinating into a, bottle...
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
You must have a very rude husband then, because I wouldn't put up with that.
Well, listen, you know, I understand, but I have a very heavy flow, okay? And if I've got to get a tampon...
All right, I don't want to hear this, all right? This is, you know, I personally have to agree with Rita. You know, there's got to be some end. You can't blame truckers for every time that you have no pants on or no underwear on. You can't say that it's their fault that they're staring.
I think they need to be educated to some of the realities. And I have to tell you, I'm very shocked by another woman calling and not taking my side. You know as well as I do, Rita, that it gets warm. Our underwear comes off. We're trying to get some air. Now comes Rita.
No, I do not take my underwear off in the vehicle. I mean, good grief.
Are you kidding? Are you serious?
Truck drivers are filling out logbooks. They got so many hours to be on the road. They got to get their load there. They got to get it delivered.
I've got no doubt they've got to get their load there.
There's a very...
I have to ask you a question, Rita. Your phone broke up. Could you say that? Because you're saying, you're talking about them having to get their log there. No kidding.
Okay, excuse me, Rita, say that again because your phone did break up, and I don't know what you're saying, Margaret.
Did you not hear her say they're trying to get their load there?
Yes, Rita, hang on, and I apologize, your phone was breaking up. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk about the rules of the road, truck drivers and single women sitting on the front seat there, driving the car with the skirt hiked up above their waist. What is the actual... protocol? 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show, live from the El Pacifico. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.